Hi, all, and a warm welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. From Peoria, Arizona, today we have Chris Behan.
The text from a young family member said, "Daniel, stuck at the Kabul airport, has been there for days, his safe passage denied. Will your church pray for him?" I have to admit I wasn't in much of a prayerful state of mind, disheartened that Americans and allies were stranded. But that plea tugged at my heart, and I immediately began to pray. That evening, I attended the testimony meeting at my Christian Science branch church and shared the request for help. I admitted that my own thought could use some healing as well. The congregation became very still, and everyone was praying. The anger and fear lifted off me. After church, several people came up to share the inspired ideas that had come to them during that quiet prayer time. And the next morning, I received several emails with more ideas to pray with. One reminded me of the Exodus and the protection of the Jewish people from the advancing Egyptians at the Red Sea. Another friend sent a link to an article published on the Christian Science Sentinel website entitled, "How Are You Praying for Afghanistan?" I began to glimpse that God was in the midst of Afghanistan, as it says in the Bible, that God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. It was with thankful rejoicing that I shared the news the next day that my relative Daniel was safely on his way home. We can uphold those who are working behind the scenes in Afghanistan to shelter and emancipate those fleeing from violence and hatred. We can put everyone left behind, everyone who desires to leave, in the spiritual sanctuary of the 91st Psalm. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Our prayers, both in church and in individual yielding to God's omnipotent care for all His children, do make a difference.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2021.